Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Will, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well, thank you. It's nice to see you again.
Oh, well, you too. And congratulations on what I've heard of the new record. Because I haven't heard everything. So obviously we know that there's the brilliant Feels Like I'm Falling in Love. We've all heard a bit of that. I was lucky enough to hear We Pray. What a song.
Yeah, I think that's going to be, well, it is. I know. I love it. It's great. We played it at Glastonbury, which is great. But I think, yeah, we're all quite excited about that. It's a really fun song to make and a fun song to play, hopefully live.
Yeah, rightly so. And listen, the collaboration kind of element of that song, I just wonder, for a band that's been together for as long as you guys have, when you go to collaborate with someone and someone comes into the studio or sits in on a session or whatever it is, like, is it odd for you guys or is it natural or how does that feel?
I think in our very earliest days, we came up with the mindset that was like, everything has to be done by us. No kind of, you know, no collaborations, none of this, none of that. We were quite, in the way that I suppose lots of new bands are, you're very sort of have very strong ideas, and the idea of breaking out of that box seems unthinkable.
Yeah.
And then I think that's probably the way that we thought about things for a good, maybe sort of three albums at least, maybe four. But then I feel like we just became, I think maybe that came from insecurity, and we just became a lot more comfortable with the music that we wanted to make, and also with the idea of trying to do new things. And I think, you know, if you start from the same position every time, you're always going to end up in somewhere similar. But if you deliberately go out and sort of take some different, make some different decisions and make some different choices to actively encourage, you know, something that will change the direction of the music that you're making. We think we really enjoyed that process, and we like to be surprised. And, you know, sometimes collaborations have worked out brilliantly. Sometimes they don't quite work right, or they don't quite, you know, feel quite right. And often, actually, we like the idea of collaborating because there are some things that, there are some sentiments that we want to talk about in our songs, but sometimes feel like perhaps our voices are not the right voices.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You know what I mean,
yeah,
and
totally.
I think that is that's why these things are really powerful, because we want to make sure that the message gets across in a way that is carefully considered, and it doesn't seem like we're talking about something that we perhaps don't, you know, haven't had lived experience
of
that kind of thing. So I think trying to widen the scope of the things that we feel comfortable talking about and the things that we want to share with people. So, and it's just fun, really. The most important thing is it's fun. It's fun to work with other people because they give fresh ideas. They bring new energy to you know, four old white men.
And is there a dream collaboration? Just let's just speak with you. I mean, it doesn't have to be the kind of band party line, but from your point of view, is there somebody you look out there and go, oh my God, I'd love to get into a studio with them?
Well, I think sadly, quite a few of those people have passed on or are sadly no longer with us. Earlier this year, obviously, the passing of Shane McGowan was a big loss for the world of music. And for me personally, the first three records, the Pogues records, I think are probably records that I've played more than any other record I can imagine. So that would have been great.
Yeah. Wasn't traditional Irish music and folk music quite an important influence for you growing up?
Definitely. We spent a lot of time in Ireland. My parents taught in Galway for a while when I was just born, before I was born. And then we would go back to Ireland every summer, pretty much. So, but yes, a lot of time spent in pubs, listening to music, a lot of time spent driving around the Ring of Kerry and in Galway and the West Coast listening to Irish music. So it was definitely my mum's thing. And so, that was a big part of my musical heritage. Christy Moore being probably the pinnacle.
Absolutely. Well, so, if you haven't been to the Willie Clancy Festival in Clare, I highly recommend you make a trip at some point and get across. It's on every year, and it will blow your mind.
Sounds amazing.
The Fla is an option. There's so many things you could do. Yeah.
My mum used to go to the Fla. Actually, I never got to go with her, but I was definitely. I'll get there one day.
We'd love to have you. I mean, we saw Michael J. Fox at you guys at Glastonbury. What an amazing performance that was. Obviously, we're kind of selfish about ourselves here in Ireland with the shows coming up. Are there any big surprises planned for us over the next coming nights?
Well, they wouldn't be surprises if I told you all about them. But I mean, we are. Weirdly, from the last tour that we did, from the Head Full of Dreams tour, I vividly remember the shows at the Aviva. Like, they were so. The thing that struck me actually mostly was how young the audience was, and that was really a moment where we're like, "Crikey, we're in our 40s, but something's happening," and particularly in Ireland and in Dublin, the shows just seemed so youthful, and it just brought such a energy to those shows. So I'm really looking forward to that, revisiting that. And but we always love coming to Ireland, and there's no shortage of inspirational material, and you know. And music's comes from, you know, it's in the trees, it's in the ground, it's in the water, it's everywhere. So, yes, I can't promise anything, I'll say no more.
Okay, fair enough, Will, totally fair enough.
I'm looking forward to it, put it that way.
And what about on downtime when you're in Ireland? I mean, it's obviously somewhere you're familiar with Ireland in general, Dublin, of course. Mm. So you're here for 4 nights. I mean, what does Will do to, you know, when he's got a couple of hours to himself? Are you staying in the hotel room watching something? Are you getting out and about doing things? What do you do?
That's a good question. I think it depends. I think the first day we've got quite a lot of moving parts. You know, when the first day of a run of four shows, we always have to make sure that we spend a fair bit of time sound checking, and
of course,
you know, a few little bits and pieces that need working on. But also my dad's coming over with a bunch of his old friends from where we live, which will be lovely. So I should imagine I'll be shepherding them around, and, you know, trying to hopefully get a good pint of Guinness in at some point.
That'll be guaranteed, my friend.
Exactly. So it's just, I don't know. I think the mornings tend to be quite quiet, and, you know, just trying to recover.
Yeah,
and stretch and do all the things that old people need to do to get them.
You're really
get their bodies
not that old,
ready.
Will, I've got to be honest with you.
Oh man, it feels like it at the moment. But no, it's. I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully there'll be a few evenings where we can have a bit of rest and relaxation. Hopefully, one of the after shows, I think we might try and organise a little session somewhere. You know, with some music.
That would be cool.
That's my dream.
And Lars, the drummer in Metallica, who I'm sure you're aware of, Mr. Ulrich, is, I recently only found out, one of my favourite bands forever, but I've recently found out that he is solely responsible for every set list the Metallica have ever produced at a gig. And I'm wondering, in Coldplay, if you said, you know what, lads, you all relax there, it's Will's gig now, I'm going to start writing down what songs we're playing and in what order, would that go down well?
I don't think it would, and also I'm not sure, certainly not with the audience. I think it would be it wouldn't go down well with the band, but definitely not with the audience. That we'd be playing like acoustic covers.
Sounds great. You know,
maybe doesn't translate into an 80,000.
Yeah, maybe not.
But no, I think.
But is it collaborative moment, with you guys?
At the moment we have a really. We've got a new record coming, obviously, so there's some new songs starting to come into the set.
Yes.
But there's a very established shape of the show, which we know and love. And so there are certain blocks that are always there, and then there are moments that we can change things around a bit. But it is gradually changing now because of the new songs from Moon Music. So it'll be fun. If we're doing four shows, we'll try and make them all a little bit different. So it's not exactly the same every show. But then... there is, as I said, there's a certain pattern to the set which we need to sort of adhere to for
That's
it to be
fair.
Successful.
Okay, that makes complete sense. And final question before I let you go, Will. What are you currently obsessed with? Apart from Southampton being back in the Premier League, of course.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts. I don't hold out many hopes that we'll survive. But I tell you what, actually, well, the two things. The TV show The Bear...
Oh yeah,
which it's just combines my favorite things. Like, well, it's all about food, which is an important part of my life.
You and me too.
So that show, I think, is wonderful. Musically, though, I can't wait to hear the new Fontaines album. Mm. I mean, I think that's the singles from the new record. It just sounds so fantastic, and I'm a big fan of Grian's. Solo record as well, yeah. Chaos for the Fly. I thought that was magnificent. That's the one of the few records that I play in its entirety, sort of back to back. So
brilliant.
I've been listening to a lot of that recently, and watching and eating a lot of food. But that's
watching the bear eating food and listening to Fontaines DC. It sounds like a pretty amazing routine to me. Will, it's so good to catch up. I cannot wait for these shows in Croker. They're going to be absolutely amazing. So thank you so much for coming back. Can't wait to hear the new record as well. What I've heard so far is so great. So thanks a million for taking the time to talk to me.
All right, take care, Dave. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
Cheers now.
Bye-bye. Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.